This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
It's called Cube, and its developers describe it as the world's perfect social network. Two Nanaimo brothers, along with their team at Red Scotch Software, will roll out the beta version of a new, fully private social network in October 2015. They're taking on Facebook, which may seem audacious, but as Cube spokesperson Michael Reed says, Cube will offer a great user engagement experience that can't be found elsewhere. Consider the first fully private social network. Cube treats the user not as the product, but as the owner of the network. Cube users will have access to social features they want without fear of profiling, surveillance, or being treated as a product.
I stopped by Red Scotch Software earlier this week. The team is located within Nanaimo's tech incubator, Square One, and I spoke with Michael Reed about Cube.
Cube is described as the world's first truly private social network. Tell us more about Cube and why it's private.
Well, there's been a lot of claims out with internet companies over the last 10 years about being private and protecting privacy rights. What you find out with almost all those companies is what they really mean by that is that your information can be private from other users, but it's not private from the company providing the service. So when we talk about Cube being private, we actually mean it's you can have your settings for other people so they can only see certain parts, and also from us. We as the creators of Cube actually can't see any of the information contained in a user's account. So this is completely, the information is owned by the user and is private to that user, and then they decide who needs to see it or who should see the information.
Is that what you mean by the following? Cube is a zero-knowledge infrastructure?
Yes, exactly. So that means that we don't have the ability. All information within the Cube system for users is completely encrypted, and we have zero access to that information. So still, when somebody wants to go and upload a picture into their account, that picture is private, it's secure for them. If they, however, choose to show it to somebody else, share it through whatever form it is, then of course that's going to be viewable, but they know that within their account, everything is totally locked down and secure.
The Cube website says, help launch the rebellion. Data is power. Stop giving it away. Stop being the product. How is it, Mike, that people in social networks have become a product?
I think what's happened here over the last 15 years is nobody really understood the power of data and where we were going to kind of go with this whole thing. So, you know, when Facebook launched, when Google launched all at the beginning of the 2000s there, you know, there really wasn't an idea. I mean, there was a bit of an idea, but for the most part, people didn't really understand it. And so we signed up to software. They gave it to us for free. We decided, hey, this is pretty cool. However, we've started to notice over the last, you know, specifically 5 years now that, A, there's a phenomenal amount of data now that people are generating, and these companies have it basically for free, and what they're doing with it is really using it for their own purposes. They're selling it to advertisers. I mean, I could sit here for a long time and go over all the ways that they use the data, but really what that means is that if you're using a system for free, so like Facebook or Google, and you're not paying for it, that means you are the product. They are making money off of you, so it's not really a business relationship in the normal sense of the word. The business relationship is between the advertisers or whoever needs access to that data and the company. So that's really what's gone on. And not only that, what we also find is that the security of the data now is becoming a big deal. We're seeing more and more data breaches. And so you end up with the situation where these corporations end up with a phenomenal amount of data. How secure is it? Who has access to it? And what are they doing with it? These are all very important questions to be answered as we go forward.
So then is Cube going to be a fee for service, so to speak, or a monthly amount that's charged, let's say, to a credit card?
Cube is going to be free in that sense. So to get what we call the basic features, the social network features, 100% free. So to go in to share, connect, stream, all that kind of fun stuff, absolutely free. However, we definitely will be adding features into it, call them premium features, so to speak, that there will be the ability to buy those, to pay a monthly fee onto them. But our important thing is, since this is for the people, is to have this network to be accessible to everyone, no matter their income level.
Cube comes with at least a sense of a guarantee of privacy. How can you guarantee that Cube won't end up doing the same thing down the road using the data that it's obtained, and particularly if you end up potentially selling Cube to a larger tech company?
Great question. So there's two parts to that. So first of all, one of the things that makes Cube, we think, amazingly different than almost all these other software platforms is that people will have the ability within Cube to actually deploy, we call it a Cube node right now, wherever they want. So yes, we kind of are allowing people to sign up and just come into Cube and use it. However, if somebody wanted to be like, you know, I don't trust you guys, and this is an important thing, is that it can't be a trust-based system where, oh yeah, we're saying we're doing this. People have the ability to actually deploy it on their own server, on their own computer, somewhere else, still be connected into the Cube network in that sense, and they get to be able to see exactly what's going on with all their data. So we all of a sudden can't just be like, we're just going to change something over here. People, A, would be able to see that right away, and we'd be called on it. So yes, there's always that chance with software you can change it, but if you do, you're going to basically take your entire user base and make them very angry at you. Now that is the one side of it in terms of what we're doing. The question of selling the company, I mean, that's with any company in the world. I mean, if a company was to be sold and somebody was to come in and change something, you can't really make a guarantee on that. But that's not really our plan at all when we talk about making this for the people. And well, first of all, an important part of that is that if somebody was to go and have their Cube deployed for themselves and somebody was to come in and buy the company from us, not that we are planning on that, that doesn't mean that that company could change that person's information or what they have that software located in their own space. And that's really important. So that's the decentralized part of it, that peer-to-peer, is that people really will have a lot of control over the system.
What was the inspiration for this beyond the fact that you became disturbed by observing the amount of information that other companies have been collecting and using?
Everybody on the team has been involved in software for quite a long time, websites. I think it's just been a factor of many different things coming on. Some of us really don't like social media, understanding the perils of it, don't use very much of it. Other people on the team use quite a bit of it, but are uncomfortable with it. We all have children. Pretty much everybody on the team, I think except for Dustin, has kids. We're seeing how that is in all facets of their life nowadays. And so it's just one of those sort of things is as we started, we said, you know, what are we trying to accomplish here? And so what it came out of is it came out of with the ability to say, if we were going to make something and be different, what would be one of the main things that we'd want to achieve? And actually, it was the privacy and security aspect of it. And from there, we've kind of just taken that and ran, realizing that it wasn't just enough to say we're private and secure. We had to truly think of it in a different way. And that's what we've done.
Cube is a project of Red Scotch Software. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Red Scotch.
Well, Red Scotch is really just the corporate company. I mean, Cube is a product. It's what everything's going to be talked about. It's the sort of thing where, you know, when you're incorporating a company, you just have to have that corporate name. And instead of being a number company, it was Red Scotch Software. I think the engineers came up with it late one night when they were messing around. And, you know, Red Scotch is just always going to be in the background. It's not really going to be talked very much about. I mean, there's really not much more to say on that side of it. Cube is the product, and really it would be what we spend all of our time talking about, promoting, and dealing with.
How can interested people sign up for Cube or join this, at least in its beta phase? Give us more information.
And so right now, it's www.cube.is. It's a sign-up page right now, so you have two options on that. You can either just put a straight email address into it, or, and since this is a very important thing, if you don't want to give us your email address, you can actually just receive a token where we actually hash the email address. We don't have access to it anymore, and you'll get a beta token key so that when we actually launch beta, you can input the token and get an account set up right away. That's the most basic way right now for being on the list and getting access to beta as soon as it launches, which is going to launch in the next month and a half here. Past that, we will be doing a crowdfund starting here at the beginning of October. And this is really all to bring awareness and to get people behind this. The reality is this isn't just a piece of software. We talk about being a movement. That really is the overarching goal here. It's you know, let's be clear. A social network with five people on it is not fun for anybody. This needs to have a lot of people on it. And we've actually been finding we're getting fantastic response to that, where people are saying, hey, I'm using social media right now, but I'm not comfortable with it. And so you end up this really interesting place of, well, I don't want to be cut off. I want to be, you know, connected with my friends. I want to be connected online. I want to know what's going on. However, I don't like it. So what are the people supposed to do? And so you find people in this kind of strange spot. And really what we're looking to do is just give them alternatives. Say, hey, on Cube, you can do the same things you've done in the past, except now you don't have to worry about it. You are private. You are secure. The power is back into your hands now as the user. And people are saying, fantastic. You know, when can I sign up? How fast can I use this? How fast can I get into my hands? And that's really the main goal with this whole thing.
Michael Reed, is there anything else you'd like to add?
With Cube here, when we talk about not being a product for the people, I mean, those are definitely two very large ideas that we as a team believe strongly in. And we feel that does resonate with people. There needs to be a change in the world right now. And this isn't for us to sit here and say that, you know, we don't like other software. You know, we think these other companies are horrible people. Not at all. We think more than anything, it's just been the trend. Some of these companies have made an incredible amount of money over the last 10 years. And, you know, people are, I don't want to say, yeah, they are kind of sheep actually in that sense, where people just kind of follow along. Hey, you know, that company made $50 billion, then that's the way you do it. And, you know, we've seen that. We just think there can be an alternative that still gives what everybody wants and yet brings the power and the responsibility back towards the user. And we think that's a pretty simple message, actually. We think that, you know, once we really get out in front of people, that people are really going to gravitate towards this. And it's exciting for us.
Thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.
Michael Reed is the Chief Marketing Officer at Red Scotch Software. Red Scotch is online at redscotch.com. Find out more about the Cube social network or sign up for a beta version of Cube. Just go to cube.is. That's cube with a K.is.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.